I can't believe I'm doing this. My therapist said that it could help, though, so I guess there's not really any harm. Alright. I'm Valerie. It's currently Monday, February 1st, I think, at 11:43 p.m. I have a jasmine tea with me, and I fuck. This is stupid and pointless. All right, okay. My therapist suggested I make a bit of an audio journal for whenever my thoughts get too loud, but I don't want to share them with anyone. Something about letting me be my most vulnerable, because no one will ever hear this, I hope. Fuck. I'm so damn awkward. I'll just, Alright. I don't know. I guess I'll just talk about my day. I woke up a bit late, so I didn't get to take a shower. But I still had tea this morning. And I even managed to have a bit of breakfast. It was like a little bit of fruit, but it's something. Work was it was work. Nothing of note really happened. It's the same thing every day. But I got off a bit early, so I had some time to try and make something for dinner. Remember how I used to tell you all the time that I wanted to learn how to make tteokbokki? Well, I tried. And really failed. But hey, I'm learning. What else? Oh, I finally bought that game you've always told me to get. I'm absolute ass at it, but it's really fun. I'm hoping I get good enough at it one day to enjoy it to the fullest extent. I also, whatever. I might as well. It's not like anyone is gonna hear this. My therapist also told me to write down my feelings and thoughts onto a piece of paper, and then like burn it or tear it up and throw it out or something. Just to like, it's supposed to give me a bit of catharsis or something, I don't know. I ended up writing a letter to you. Can you believe it? I'm never gonna give it to you, but I don't know. It made me feel a bit better about all of this. I couldn't bring myself to destroy it, though. How long has it been since then? It feels like an eternity since I last saw you. I think about you every day, you know. Sometimes it makes it a bit hard to breathe. I really miss you. I know I have no right to say that, but I do. I miss making you smile, and I miss feeling your arms around me, and I miss kissing your forehead, and I miss eating your cooking, and I miss you. Do you remember last summer? I do. We were laying on the hood of your car and looking up at the stars, getting eaten alive by mosquitoes. We talked about what we'd do this year. We were supposed to go on that road trip across the country, remember? We planned it out so meticulously. Just had to save up a bit. I'm still thinking about going on that road trip. It'll just be me, but I don't know. Could be good to leave and take my mind off of everything, I guess. I heard that you found someone, just from one of our friends. I'm really happy for you, genuinely. I hope your new partner is amazing and spoils you endlessly. You deserve it. You deserve so much. You're such an incredible person. I wish I could have provided that for you, but obviously I couldn't. Fuck. I wonder how you'll remember me. What will you feel when you think back on our relationship? We were together for so long, but it's always the ending that sticks out the most, isn't it? I wish I could have been better for you. Well, I wish I could have been better for me, but also I hate the amount of trouble I caused you at the end. Our relationship, what we had together, it was far from perfect. I really hope that you're not going to look back on our relationship and regret it. I couldn't be there for you at the end of it like how you deserved, but it was good, wasn't it? For the most part, I always did my best to show you how much I cared. How much I loved you. I know I had trouble seeing it. And I know you knew I had trouble seeing it. But I loved you so much. I know I'll be okay. That time heals wounds and shit. And therapy, it's been helping a lot. Not just with this, either. But I don't know. I can't help but feel like everyone but me is able to keep going forward. Whereas I stay here. I feel so damn stuck, and I still love you. Fuck. I love you so much. But I also know that we can never go back to the way we were. We've both gotten older. We've changed, and you're with someone else now. And that's, like I said, I'm really happy for you. I don't know. Will you remember the good parts too? Will you remember our movie nights and our pizza dates? Will you remember when we'd wake up next to each other and pretend that nothing else existed in the world? Or am I destined to just be a wrinkle in your life, an inconvenience that acted more as a life lesson than anything else? Will you remember me for who I really am? Not who I became, but who I am. The girl that loves you so much. She'd do anything for you. I'd give you the moon and the stars on a silver platter if you just asked. Even now. I don't know. One day I'll get over all of these shitty feelings and I'll be able to function like a proper human. But I guess I don't want to let go of the feeling of loving you. It hurts. God, it hurts so much. But it's worth it. You are such an easy person for me to love. It's harder not to. I don't want to let go yet. Not because I think you'll bust down my door and decide to take me back, but because, well, I don't know. That's the problem, I guess. I don't want to stop loving you, but I also don't know why. I really don't know. I don't know anything. That's a part of the fun of life, though, isn't it? Not knowing anything. It's scary. But it also means that you can just live and not have to worry too much. Whatever happens, happens. We don't know what the world has in store for us. I didn't know that I'd ever get to meet you. And I sure as hell never knew that you'd have the effect on me that you do. You changed my heart. For the better, of course, and I don't know. If it was destined to end, I wish I got the chance to end it in a better way. I don't know. I'm just worried that you'll forget about me, I think. That just proves that I really meant nothing to you, doesn't it? At least if you hate me, you'll never forget me. I can hear my therapist being like, oh, hey, don't think that way. That's, like, reframe your thoughts or whatever. I hope I had a net positive effect on your life. And I hope you continue to learn and grow. You're an amazing person, and I don't know. Will you remember me? Will you remember the way that you felt when you were next to me? Okay. That's about all I can take. I guess I feel better, but my head is fucking killing me. I'm gonna go take some painkillers and then kind of to sleep. I hope that you're doing all right. I hope that whatever you got going on makes you happy. You deserve it. All right. That ends it then. It was nice talking to you, even though I guess you'll never hear this. Okay. Good night. Sleep well.